No, I don't believe I am. Although some might argue otherwise. You must be Eleanor Potter. No, I can see the scar. After all, I remember putting it there. It was a nice try all the same. You do look remarkably like your mother, little girl. Of course I know your parents are dead. Who do you think killed them, little girl? I believe Miss Potter. That reintroduction is in order. We'd never spoken before. I suppose, given the circumstances, that you may refer to me as Lord Voldemort. As Lord Voldemort. And you are? You mean you don't know? How old are you, Lily? Yes, and this you-meeting-death business. We're inside your mind. Yes. Quite deep. Almost at the bottom. One wonders how you managed to wander all the way down here. No, that doesn't quite cover it. Tell me, Lily, are you ill? What were you doing before you arrived here? You made breakfast. Never mind, keep going. You do realize that should have killed you. You were attempting suicide. And they left you with muggles. We have met before. I see, that is, I confess, a more interesting tale than I expected. We have met before, Lily. Do you remember? Ah, well, you were very young at the time. Still, those are small details. Tell me a little about yourself, Lily. Why did you feel the need to visit Uncle Death? I'm sorry, but you attempt suicide every Sunday. You aren't lying. You truly believe what you say. How many times have you visited Death, Lily? I believe, Miss Potter, that you are being summoned. We'll talk later, tonight, when you're dreaming.